the Great Wall of Alcona, understanding kicking rules, and it happened again and again. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Connor McCoy is on his way to setting Michigan and national high school records for his great goaltending for Lincoln Alcona's boys soccer team. Through Monday's game with Ogemaw Heights, he was just three saves short of breaking both marks previously set by Corky Hickmont at Montrose, who concluded his career 10 years ago with 1,185 stops. McCoy set state single-season records for saves as a sophomore and a junior, and while he makes Alcona tick defensively, it's forward Jordan Steiner, who's a force to be reckoned with as the school's record holder for goals in a game, goals in a season, career goals, and career points. And it's on a small school team that Coach Tim Monroe says is unique.
This kid's a really good athlete. Actually, both my seniors are. I only have two seniors. We actually have girls on our team, so we only have one soccer team. We've played bigger schools, and we've won district the last 2 years in a row, and so our losses are Division I and Division II schools.
The Tigers are 8-6-2 heading into Wednesday's game with Oscoda for the North Star League Championship. You can read more about Connor McCoy and Jordan Steiner on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health Game Balls this week go out to Leah Doctor of East Grand Rapids, who won the 50 and the 100 freestyle events as the Pioneers topped Farmington Hills Mercy last weekend in the Pioneer Classic in girls swimming. And to Bloomfield Hills' Michaela Schultz, who took medalist honors at the Oakland County Division I Girls Golf Tournament last week, leading the Blackhawks to top team honors. Skipping meals will only hurt your performance, so be sure to eat regular meals and healthy snacks to fuel your body for every athletic event. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Some of the most misunderstood high school football rules revolve around the kicking game. At the high school level, on both kickoffs and punts, the rules are unique to what's seen at both the college and pro levels. When a kick breaks the plane of the goal line, does not matter if it's a punt or a kickoff, when that ball breaks the plane, the ball is dead under high school rules, and it results in an automatic touchback. And an even more unique set of rules deal with field goals. Under high school rules, whenever there's a missed field goal, it's treated just like a punt. So that long field goal that comes up well short and goes out of bounds at the 2-yard line means the other team gets the ball, first and 10 at the 2.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Visit the MHSAA website now to be a referee. Well, it happened again and again. Two more recent acts of kindness in high school sports that I just have to pound the drum for. First, we heard of Pelson's Alicia Principe, who sacrificed a first-place finish at the House on the Hill cross-country invitational a couple of weeks ago to help the leader of the race, Judith Velbloom of Ellsworth, back up on her feet near the finish line on a hot day on Velbloom's home course. And just like Principe not being able to turn her head from Velbloom, a recent boys soccer match gives us another example of not turning your head from doing the right thing. Grand Rapids Christian and East Grand Rapids have an intense rivalry, okay? That's putting it mildly. 2 weeks ago, they met in a key early season OK Conference boys soccer game where a Christian player put a ball past the keeper, which then flew through a hole in the net. Two of the officials were not going to allow the goal based on their view of this bang-bang play, where the ball was so close to the post, it appeared to have missed by the way that it went through the net. But the East Grand Rapids bench, although standing to benefit, wouldn't have anything to do with it. Coach Andrew Dufendock and his staff immediately got the third official's attention and passionately made a case for allowing the goal. And as they say, after further review, the goal was allowed. Christian won the game 3-2. Two more wonderful displays of respect for the game and the modeling of sportsmanship that we should expect from our student athletes and our teacher coaches. This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, is a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.